the rights of the consumers. So to understand how exactly this treatment or this services could be beneficial for the doctors, to understand what the consumer rights are in a beautiful way, so that we would be able to safeguard the hospitals or the healthcare systems in a right way. Right of safety means right to be protected against marketing of goods and services which are hazardous to life and property. The purchased goods and services availed of should not be only met their immediate needs but also fulfill long-term interests. Before purchasing any goods, the consumer should insist on the quality of the products as well as on the guarantee of the products of the service. Preferably, this purchase goods would be marked by the quality mark products such as ISI, EGMARK, etc. Right of information or right to be informed, what we call as, means the right to be informed about the quality, quantity, potency, purity standards and price of the good, so as to protect the consumer against the unfair trade practice. With these rights coming into place, all the drug pharmaceutical companies have now started mentioning the content, the quality, the potency and the purity standards on their leaves or their wrappers itself, so as the consumer unfair trade practices could be stopped. Consumer should insist on getting all this information about the product or service before making any choice or decisions. This will enable them to act wisely and responsibly. This would also enable them to desist from falling prey to high pressure of selling techniques. Currently, government has marked some products as the highly used products. So, right to be informed about whether the patient is being given a generic medicine or a branded medicines are being taken into consideration for this, where CDSCO, the government agency, has given the rights of all the generic medicines and ensure the quality, potency, purity, standard mechanisms of manufacturing on the generic products itself, so that patient would be able to understand whether the product which has been consumed or the drug which has been consumed by the patient is having right quantity, quality and potency in its purest form. Right to choose. This means right to be assured whether possible to assess the variety of goods and services are in competitive price. In case of monopolies, it means right to be assured of satisfactory quality and service at the fair prices. Most of the drug market basically comprises of some certain formulas which are been manufactured by certain brands or certain branded companies itself, which holds the monopolies of that drug product in their market share only. For example, some of the carcinogenic drugs which are available in the market right now are being governed by some of the high class or industrial giants or drug giants for that purpose, for the pricing purpose. The standard quality or the standard pricing mechanism of these drugs are not being monitored in a proper way. Currently, right to choose can't be taken into consideration for these drugs because of the monopoly of these drugs with some certain brands. So it means the right to be assured of satisfactory quality and service of the fair price is not taken into consideration where there is a monopoly of a drug market being taken into consideration. It is also includes right of basic goods and services. This is because of unrestricted right of minority to choose and mean a denial of majority of its fair share. Most of the drugs which are available in the market, we could have a paracetamol range from 1 rupee cost to 10,000 rupees. Thus, which drugs to be chosen of has to be taken into consideration depending on the pocket size of that patient. People could rightly choose their drug, but it has to be ascertained by the medical practitioner whether that drug would be viable for the patient's conditions or not. 1 rupee paracetamol might act as a single dosage unit for and would cause a major damage for that purpose. So the quality is not that much of assurance for that purpose. Whereas a 35 or 50 rupees paracetamol might give a viable result or probably might act for a longer duration to control the fever or temperature modulations of the body for a longer duration from 4 to 5 hours. Thus, understanding why exactly the drug pricing are being produced in that way or probably in that molecules is determines the pricing of the drug, and it is not only the molecule which is present in that drug, it is the combinations of the molecules which have been present in that drug which determines the pricing of the drug. Hence, which drug to be chosen has to be ascertained with the help of medical practitioners and being given a different varieties or pricing range where from lower to highest could be determined. This right can be a better exercise in competitive market where variety of goods and services are available at the competitive prices. Right to be heard means that a consumer's interest will receive due consideration at appropriate forum. It includes right to be represented in various forms and forums to be considered as consumer welfare. The consumer should form non-political, non-commercial consumer organization which can be given representation in various committees formed by the government and other bodies in matter relating to consumers. All the consumers or all the patients basically in the healthcare systems are given a feedback mechanism to readdress or to address their grievances. This grievances could be told to the management and could be readdressed in a proper way. In such a way, the next point where right to seek readdressal, where if at all a grievance has been raised, it also considers that readdressal of this heard complaint could be given. The means to right to seek readdressal against the unfair trade practice or unscrupulous exploitation of customers, it also includes right to fair settlements of genuine grievances of the customer. Consumer must make a complaint for their genuine grievances. Many a time, their complaint may be of small value, but its impact on the society as a whole may be very large. They can also take the help of consumer organization in seeking readdressal of their grievances. Earlier, during past decade, the cost of stent or probably cost of implants used during the surgical procedures were not bracketed. Hence, the surgical cost used to be haywire, ranging from 3 to 5 lakhs for each surgery, where the implant cost itself would cost somewhere around 1 to 2 lakhs. Currently, government policies of bringing a bracketed system for all the implants and stents have given a varied or a defined tariffs for all these surgical procedures. Hence, the bracketing part of implants or stents have caused a major decrease in tariffs of the hospitals for that particular surgical procedures. This was been done due to consumers going ahead with the government and forming a non-political or non-commercial consumer organizations and filing a petition to the government to have a bracketed price for all the implants and stents, which they in return they got a readdressal from the government with giving a bracketed price for all these implants and stents. Right to consumer education means the right to acquire knowledge and skill to be informed consumer throughout the life. Ignorance of consumers, particularly for the rural consumers, is mainly responsible for the exploitation. They should know their rights and must exercise them. Only the real consumer protection can be achieved with this success. Every consumer or every patient has a right to know about what exactly the disease condition is of the patient or probably their relatives. What is the treatment protocol which has been followed and how exactly the treatment has been going on? This consumer education in healthcare is what we call as counseling to the patient during the patient is in ICU or probably when the patient is undergoing any surgical procedures. What would be the duration after the planned surgery of a patient is called as a consumer education in healthcare, or probably giving a knowledge about what exactly the disease condition of the patient is and how if there are major two or three disease comorbid conditions held for the patient and how exactly the disease treatment protocols would take place, where which organs would be cured first and then would be going into non-accessible or probably that much important organs treatment would be taken into consideration, is what doctors tell the patient, is the consumer education which has been given in healthcare for the patient. Consumer dispute readdressal system. Consumer protection council are established at national, state and district level to increase the consumer awareness. Central Consumer Protection Committee, established by the central government, in which Minister of Consumer Affairs is the chairman of that council. There is a State Consumer Protection Council and a District Consumer Protection Council. For readdressal of the grievance of the consumer goods and services, consumer disputes readdressal systems or agencies at the district level, state level and national level are being constituted. This district, state and national level have a hierarchy of consumer readdressal dispute agencies at appropriate level, which are having a judicial network in itself, which observe the principle of natural justice and award relief in specific nature or compensation in appropriate cases. They are also empowered to impose penalties for non-compliance as shown in the below next slide. There's an aggrieved consumer who might go into district forum where the cost of compensation is less than 5 crore. If the cost of compensation is less than 5 lakhs, then the consumer could go into district forum. If the cost of compensation which has been asked is more than 5 lakhs but less than 20 lakhs, there is an appeal made from district forum to the state commission, where the adjudication of the entire matter is taken by the state commission itself. Whereas for the compensation less than 5 lakhs, the adjudication happens at district forum, which is then again for any discomfort by the consumer itself or the by either of the party, is then appeal again to the state commission. If at all district and state doesn't come to a proper solution or a conclusion, it then appeals to the national commission, where more than 20 lakhs cases, the compensation of more than 20 lakhs is appealed from the state government commission, and the adjudication takes place at the national commission part. If at all district, state or national commission couldn't take any decisive matter in any of this part, the consumer could appeal to the Supreme Court, the apex body, for its consumer readdressal program, where the compensation would be more probably, or the judgment would go in the favor of the service provider. Consumer dispute and readdressal system. Unlike traditional civil courts, the main objective of Consumer Protection Act is provide a speedy and simply inexpensive justice to the consumers. As per the rules of Consumer Protection Act, consumer disputes are to be disposed within 90 days, or in some cases where the goods require laboratory analysis, those cases has to be disposed within 150 days itself. The procedure followed in the consumer forum is very simple. There is no court fee to be paid. Any complaint may be filed by an individual consumer, any recognized consumer having the same interest at central or state government can file a complaint. The Act is now provided for the institution of complaint for classification, where more than one person or a group of people are seeking similar kind of relief. In such cases, one complaint can be filed on behalf of a group or an organization. This provision covers such as a failure of a company to deposit a refund for a number of people or person for providing product or service, such as cancellation of train or railway authorities causing inconvenience to number of passengers, or consumption of adulterated food or substitute drug by a number of person. The punishments or orders passed by the district forum, state commission or national commission can be enforced to an extent that failure to comply with the order can be about punishment, imprisonment up to 3 years or fine for 10,000 or more or both for that purpose. One very important point to be kept in view of this complaint is that if the complaint is found to be furious or vexatious, the complaint can be directed to pay the cost to the party complained against, which the penalty would be about 10,000 rupees. Now let's understand what exactly the Consumer Protection Act and the hospital administrator would be considered. Considering the medical profession, the commands and the same respect and nobility, one or two black sheep from the fold could be taken into consideration. Consumer Protection Act is a necessary evil for the medical professionals. The progressive doctors, right-thinking doctors, must welcome the change to maintain the dignity, decorum, and nobility of the profession. The Consumer Protection Act tries to maintain which features of the medical professions? The dignity of the medical profession, the decorum of the medical profession, nobility of the profession, of the medical profession. Doctors practicing ethically and honestly should not have any reason to fear for it. It is for the hospital administrator to wake up the imminent threats posed by the Consumer Protection Acts and to emit the following actions in the hospital that will take medical professions back to the glory and esteem it's deserved. Medical audits, which has to be conducted on a regular basis. There would be some medical audits which would be conducted on a fortnightly basis, monthly basis, quarterly basis, and a yearly basis. Like some committees, like mortality committees or an infection committee, or for that purpose, some task of quality assurance, like needle stick injuries or the fall of the patient, has to be taken into consideration in the medical audit. Basic knowledge and the skills. Understanding the basic knowledge of the doctors, how exactly the doctors have been performing, what level of skills the doctors has been pursuing, how the skill levels of the doctors are being judged. Currently, the government are taking some actions to rate the doctors or the paramedical staffs into the gradation formats from level 1 to level 6, with skill industry coming into the development. Good documentations. Each and every therapeutic cause or every therapeutic given to the patient has to be documented well into the system. Currently, hospitals incorporating HMIS system into the hospital, where patients, each and every aspects are being diagnosed and being recorded on a daily basis, gives a good documentation, a viable support, good care, understanding the patient and the hospital's paramedical and medical staff ratio, understanding how exactly the ratios will enhance the good care mechanism into the hospital. Hence, there are different parameters been set in most of the corporate hospitals where nursing assistant, caregiver, floor managers, floor giver, patient care attendants have been taken into consideration for each individual patient's in that particular zone. Education of the patient about ill and side effects of the therapeutic interventions. Nowadays, there are some concerns, there are some visions which are being given to the patients about how exactly the disease conditions would go ahead and how exactly, how traumatic the patient's treatment might cause, while how traumatic the conditions of medicines would happen, will give the results into the patients. There are some medications and some carcinogenic medications which actually give a varied effects on the body of the patients. We all know that chemotherapy might cause some side effects. This side effects could be well explained to the patients before undergoing chemotherapy, and some consents are to be signed by the patient. There are some follow-up clinics which are being taken into consideration, where every patient or every patient after a discharge is been given a follow-up date by the hospitals to follow up with the doctors, with the concerned doctors. The good communication, every communication which is happening in the healthcare basically has to be documented or probably should be done in a proper format where the communications would be precise, elaborative, as well as to the point where patient or patient's relative would be able to understand in their own language or in their own terms instead of using the medical terminologies. Besides this, continuing medical education programs like CMEs for all the doctors and paramedical staff should be organized regularly, with only active cooperation from the doctors and enlightening the section of the society, the goals of the Consumer Protection Act will be achieved. There are some preventive measures against the Consumer Protection Act. At personal level, true, an MCI approved qualification or a qualification which has been approved by the Government of India. Refraining from the claims of guarantee of the results. Any results in the healthcare profession, we can't give a guarantee of results, as every individual body or every individual has a different structure or probably might have a different lifestyle where the disease condition might prolapse or probably might relapse in any given point of time. Communication has to be very sympathetic attitude. Answering all queries of the patient regarding treatment, prognosis and expenditure are to be clearly documented and communicated in a proper manner, in a patient understandable knowledge. Interpersonal behavior, courteous and polite behaviors of the medical as well as paramedical staff has to be practiced on a regular basis. Academic and technical upgradations. Currently, what we see in metros, the technical or academic interest on the knowledge of how exactly the treatment protocols would go ahead are way ahead of what happens in rural, but some traditional mechanisms or some traditional techniques are being still practiced in rural, where documentation or probably some traditional mechanisms or traditional techniques of giving the care are being taken into consideration, which could be upgraded with some doctors from metros practice going ahead and giving their imparting their knowledge in the rural sections, which has been currently started by the Government of India by providing some hub or interpersonal units in different sections of the society. And always observe the medical ethics. What exactly medical ethics proves. Don't go beyond the ethical practices and always go according to the law. Always observe the medical ethics. Whatever has been documentation, let's say, for example, when a broad dead has been brought into the hospital, whether the MLC has to be done, who would give the death certificate and how exactly the death certificate would be issued, whether the patient currently taking the treatment and discharge and has been brought dead, whether the prescribing doctor has been taken into consideration or the death has occurred outside the hospital, whether the patient, the brought dead person would require post-mortem to be done or not, all has to be taken into consideration while doing this. So entire medical ethics comes into place while documentation of this all protocols. The prevention and practice. There has to be a reasonable skill and care which deals with three aspects: medical, social, legal. Medical always attends the sick, needy patients, but do not turn away the patient simply because the patient do not have capacity to pay you. Okay. Socially, do not treat the patient based on the caste, creed and religion. Always treat everyone on humanitarian grounds. Legally, always preserve the medical legal register. Do not do post-mortem without the receiving order from the local police station. There has to be proper documentation. Documentation is said to be a core of healthcare practice. Make sure that your handwriting is reliable. Always sign the doctor's note and discharge summary. Always preserve the patient consent form who has undergone an operative procedure. Insurance cover. the professional indemnity, which has to be covered for the doctors or paramedical for that purpose. There always has to be an insurance cover. Doctors who are in private practice must always sign an indemnity bond, which gives a potential legally as well as money-wise in the case of professional mishap. Always get associated with local medical association like AIME. Ophthalmologists in Mumbai get registered with Bombay Ophthalmic Association. Such as there are different organizations like MCH for Homeopathic Association, NIBA for Ayurvedic doctors. There are different organizations for physiotherapists as well as occupational therapists. So always get associated with all this organization to get yourself legally and money-wise protected. Protection by the people's support. There are local NGOs, for example, Bachpan Bachao, Sakhi, Andapan Kalina, Aarti for Girls. As a local NGOs, there are local charitable trusts like Adarsh Charitable Trust, Akansha Public Charitable Trust, Tata Trust. Disease Link people like Indian Sponsorship Foundation for Communicable Disease, TB Indian Formulations, TB Alert India, the Banyan Mental Health Organizations for Women, people living with HIV, AIDS. The most significant recent amendment in Consumer Protection Act regarding the hospital and health sector is inclusion of medical service under the definition of services in 2019. Consumer Protection Act effectively making healthcare providers like hospitals and doctors liable under this act. Despite the removal of medical services from the specific list of services mentioned, this means patient can now file a complaint against a hospital for deficiency in medical services and negligence under the Consumer Protection Act framework. The key points about the change are, while in 2019, Consumer Protection Act does not explicit the medical services, the phrase, but not only limited to do before listed services means medical services are still considered within the scope of Act. No exclusion of personal services. The Act differentiates between the contract of the personal services like doctor-patient relationship, which falls under the Consumer Protection Act, and contract of the personal services, which does not imply on the Consumer Protection Act. Implications for the healthcare providers are, this means the doctor or a hospital can be held liable for medical negligence or deficiency in the services. Patients can seek compensation through consumer protection forums. The medical professions, such as service provider under CPA 2019, it has since been clarified the definition of the service under section 242 of CPA under 2019 is inclusive and categorically excludes two types of service, those which are free of charge and those which are personal. Thank you.